Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Shalom Yehudim, shalom Lebnei Noach, shalom Goyim. It's the second day, Kaf B'Chodesh Lach Ma'av, Parashah Sra'e, Tavshin Pei 5780, the first day, Monday, 10 August 2020. This is Phantom Nation, podcasting from the hills of Judea, still unclaimed by the Jews, whose very name entitles them to claim Judea as rightfully theirs, but they never do. In this week's edition, we will mournfully take note of the seriously degenerate West, afflicted not only by the Chi-Com virus from communist China, but a spiritual counterpart of the degenerate thinking of the West's liberals and leftists. Case in point, the psychological paralysis of the mayor and governor of Portland, Oregon, to end the violence there, and the parallel Israeli paralysis here in the face of the homicidal violence out of Gaza. The Muslims there, they're not Palestinians. There's nothing Palestinian about them. They have resumed, after a hiatus, the launching of incendiary and other bombs suspended from balloons. And one commentator yesterday said it has to do with their fear that the monthly infusion of cash from Qatar is now in doubt. Always keep in mind that the Gaza Strip is a wholly artificial district, much of it maintained as slums, in order to point to them and tell the world the misery is the fault of the Jews. It's a rectangle that produces some agricultural products and fish, but otherwise, 70% of the people who live there live off the welfare payments provided by long-standing anti-Jew nations, especially those in Europe, as their way of continuing their addiction to their anti-Jew animus after the Holocaust that many Europeans inflicted on us, not just Germans. They keep alive their hostility under the cloak of pity for the ancient Palestinian victims of us terrible Jews. It's all a crock. The original denizens of the UNRWA refugee camps in Gaza were almost all exclusively migrant workers from all over the Middle East, many of them not in Palestine for more than 2 years before Israel's 1948 war of independence, who, because they were propertyless foreigners, they ran from the fighting because they had no immovable property to care about and defend. In every generation, anti-Jews tell whopping lies about the alleged cruel and evil things we Jews do since 1948, like stealing Palestine from its ancient authentic landlords, which is rubbish. In this edition, we will also end with an announcement about more webcasts from yours truly. And we'll get started after the following messages from IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Shalom Yehudim, shalom Lebnei Noach, shalom Goyim. It's the second day, Kaf B'Chodesh Menachem Av, Parashah Sra'e, Tavshin Pei 5780, the first day, Monday, 10 August 2020. This is Phantom Nation, podcasting from the hills of Judea, still unclaimed by the Jews, whose very name entitles them to Judea. But don't expect Israel's woke post-religious to say that. Now, in the middle of my eighth decade in this life, I recall no time sadder than the present one, for the corruption of Western culture in general, a truly degenerate state of affairs evidenced in many ways from Portland, Oregon to Jerusalem and the Holy Land, with Europe in between. The 1960s was tumultuous. The U.S. was divided over Vietnam, but never was there a threat like the current spiritual and psychological collapse of the Western mind. For example, in Portland, the nightly violence there, the destruction It could be ended in a few minutes by declaring martial law and permitting police to shoot dead vandals and looters in these violent communist Antifa mobs. Kill a handful one evening, and that will scatter the mob, and the next evening, far fewer will show up for their nightly reversion to the behavior of antediluvian man, man before the Great Flood, man before the giving of the Torah, that mandates for Jews and Gentiles alike a constabulary and a court system. And it's seriously significant that the defund the police a mob and those trying to burn down a federal courthouse are evidence of a reversion to an earlier condition of man before the flood, when he was all aggression, all appetite, and no conscience. The Jewish mind has no problem accepting that there were hundreds of generations of hominids that preceded the birth of Adam and Eve, who were born 5,780 years ago. They were the first hominids, though, with a conscience. The apple they ate came from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's something no animal has. And the behavior of these Antifa criminals is nothing less than an attack on humankind after the flood. It's an atavism, a reversion to an earlier stage of the species that opposes courts of law and police to enforce the law. What does any dictatorship like communist Russia, if not the men in power, having no God and therefore no brakes on the use of their power against everyone else? That was the lesson at the end of George Orwell's nightmare dystopia 1984, a satire of the Soviet Union, in which he exposed the fraud of communism, which sold itself as being about equality and the brotherhood of man, when in truth, as Orwell's Winston Smith learns, it's all about power. They're at war with capitalism, that aspires to monopolize all the money in the world, and communists want to monopolize all the power in the world, unchecked by conscience and human empathy for the victims of their power madness. The mayor in Portland and the governor of the state have been incapable of stamping out this behavior, and that fact is as important as the behavior itself, the physical damage of these Antifa communists, and that is who they are. It's a statement about the state of self-perceived liberals who are incapable of knowing right from wrong and the necessity of a police force to enforce public behavior. And I think the most humane response to the current madness there is declaring martial law and killing vandals, because that would end it. And it is lunacy that the mayor and governor believe their inaction is right and a moral course. Even Donald Trump has not done what he should. I imagine he has the authority to deploy federal armed men with the right to shoot dead vandals and rioters, but he wouldn't do that, as he did not deploy troops along the Mexican border when Nancy Pelosi and company would not let him build a fence. He could have lined the border with armed soldiers and ordered them to shoot into the ground at anyone who approached within 100 yards of the mortar, and those who continued forward would be shot in the legs. The country is being invaded by criminals, and the country has lost the right, it seems, to use lethal force to keep these violent criminals out of the country. What's going on in Portland and has afflicted Minneapolis, the wanton destruction there and in Seattle, it's simple lunacy. Defund the police, the woke insist, when the need for police in society is right there in the five books of Moses, who wrote down what the Creator told him to write down. In civilized society, the Torah dictates courts of law and police are essential to maintain public order. It's that old and that truthful, a truth about the human animal. Yet the Democrat Party's demagogues are in step with the defund the police mob, these madmen and madwomen. And it is madness. Theirs is an assault as well on the right of individual citizens to own a weapon for self-defense. The Attorney General in New York State wants to get rid of the NRA. That right is enshrined in the Bill of Rights, the rights of citizens. You know, the Bill of Rights was appended to the Constitution in response to many of the gentlemen who met in Philadelphia in that summer of 1787, who were proud of designing a government, but they were distressed, some of them, that individual rights were not so spelled out in the Constitution as the powers of the government that they had designed. And they addressed those rights by appending 10 additional clauses called the Bill of Rights that enshrines the right to own a weapon. The American Revolution's first real violence between rebel colonists and British soldiers was the night of Lexington and Concord, which clash was set in train when the Brits set out to confiscate the weapons from the colonists. In those days, that everyone was equipped with, every man had a gun, the land was plentiful for shooting deer to eat meat, but also to defend oneself from dangerous aboriginals, as the native people were sometimes called, aka the Indians. Thomas Jefferson, the patron saint of aboriginal American liberals, called them in his Declaration of Independence the merciless Indian savages, who were in this regard soulmates of the PLO and other Muslim savages who attack us all the time. It's a failure of nerve that in America, in its degenerate phase, this paralysis in the face of this gratuitous violence by these nightly rioters, it's another sign of the corruption that is everywhere in so many walks of life. Who would have imagined in the 1950s a president of the United States in the 1990s who would be a serial rapist, who defiled the storied Oval Office with his perversion? In the 1950s, only Hell's Angels and petty criminal types tattooed themselves. Today, some 40 to 50 million people have covered themselves in tattoos, what the framers called in the fashion of heathen savages. Popular entertainment is pornographic. When I surf my satellite TV service and come upon some drama in progress, it seems, now I'm not exaggerating, as if I am not on the channel more than 10 seconds before I hear the same four-letter word beginning with F, used, for example, recently by the famous expert on Jewish identity, Seth Rogen. And it is significant, centrally significant, that this word refers angrily to the natural and most godlike activity man engages in, which is procreation. The ubiquitous use of this word now in what used to be called civil and polite society stems from the same culture whose Supreme Court threw holy water on abortion, resulting in tens of millions of unborn human beings being massacred in the womb. Abortion used to be so terrible a word it was whispered. Today it is a glorious right, an evidence of a woman's right to fornicate and not pay for the pleasure by having to take care of the human being she has created.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy to read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Modesty at the beach? It isn't just about body image. It's about feeling good. Modest swimsuits, so we don't get burned by the sun.
So we won't get ogled by strangers.
So we'll feel free to express ourselves without the need to expose ourselves.
Let Marcy Modest help you to cover up what you want, how you want.
Made in Israel.
Visit MarcyModest.com. That's M-A-R-S-E-A Modest.com.
And get a 10% discount on your first purchase.
Two new shows on Israel News Talk Radio.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Yes, the corruption in the West in general and in the States in particular began, I think, with the birth control pill of the 1960s that impacted sexual morality like an asteroid crashing into human society. It changed everything. It led to women's liberation, whose fantasy goal was to live like a man, to be liberated from the burden of pregnancy and caring for and nurturing a baby. This corruption of a natural derive led to the blessing of abortion and throwing holy water on male-to-male sodomy. The sick psychiatrists of the American Psychiatric Association removed that behavior from its DSM, their manual catalog of mental disorders. This led to an explosion of homosexual orgies that cultivated and nurtured not human life, but the AIDS epidemic. Who would have thought in the 1970s, when this was happening, that 20 years hence, the President of the United States would be a predatory sex maniac rapist, assisted by his feminist icon of a wife who wants to be the strongest man in the world? Think of that. Another symptom of the madness of our times. There was Lady Macbeth Clinton, feminist icon, who moonlights as a criminal accomplice to a serial rapist. And then her party went on to raise up Imam Obama, a Louis Farrakhan clone, a dissembling Muslim jihadi, who appointed John Brennan, a rumored to be a covert Muslim himself, head of CIA, and dirty cop James Comey, head of FBI, and bureaucrats in the DOJ, all these criminals who tried to reverse the will of the people that had voted for Donald Trump and put him in office, smearing the elected president of the United States with lies in an attempt to subvert democracy by denying the results of the people's choice. Today's seditious lunatics of the left have opened prison doors and released proven violent enemies on the citizenry. These are traitors. And I say the political corruption goes hand in hand with this actual corruption of the culture. The dementia of the fantasy of gender, that is nothing but magical thinking. There's no place in the body or head that an expert on human anatomy has to found the locus of the gender. And no less, the disguising of a compulsive addiction to cross-dressing, rebranded as transgenderism. Thanks to the pill, the divorce rate skyrocketed. It became socially acceptable to be divorced. That used to be said in whispers. Divorce was a mark of failure. And of course, the divorce rate was coterminous with the identical skyrocketing of the number of broken families caused by divorce, what that's done to the culture. A new vocabulary came into being, speaking of a single-parent family. It also became socially acceptable for women to have babies when not being married. The concept of the bastard no longer exists in Western culture. No longer is the word fornication ever heard, which derives from the same root as the word pornographic from the Greek word for prostitute. Surfing TV the other day, I came across an episode from an American soap opera, and in it there was this beautiful young actress in what used to be called her unmentionables, bra, panties, garters, stockings, a scene never seen on TV soap operas in the 1950s. The dialogue in popular entertainment has become polluted with filthy words and behaviors, and so has the speech of the people. The communist Chinese virus has like a spiritual counterpart the corruption of the spirit and the soul of the West in the U.S., and no less in Jerusalem. But again, after the Sabbath, thousands came for the seventh week in a row to snarl at the prime minister from the streets near his official residence, clogging up the streets, with the MSM trying to make it seem as if these anti-democrats represent what the people of Israel want. They don't want Prime Minister Netanyahu to leave office, not when they recently voted for him in great numbers. He represents 1.3 million voters versus these 10 or 12,000 noisemakers who should, in a better society, be stopped from inconveniencing thousands of people in the neighborhood and violating all the corona restrictions. These are the narcissists of our time, like Hillary Clinton and soulmates, who think everybody who thinks differently is a deplorable person. They see themselves as woke, meaning enlightened, a concept with roots in the Jacobins in 18th century revolutionary France. Forerunners of the communists in the 20th century who described themselves as the vanguard of the people. Everywhere in the 20th century, communists created a one-party state, an expression the late George Orwell would recognize as a newspeak, dishonest speech. Think of it, the word party derives from the word part, a part of the whole, a part of the whole people, while the expression one-party state hides the implicit reality that the other parties in such a state are not heard from. They have no voice in governing the society. The expression one-party state hides the truth that this one party suppresses all other parties because the one-party people see themselves as the vanguard of the people. When Algeria in 1962 became independent after eight bloody years of terror, it admired the Soviet bloc, and in its new constitution, the FLN made the revolution, described itself as, quote, the vanguard of the people. They know best. And so it is among Israel's left, like the left everywhere, like those demonstrators in Paris Square, demonstrating their contempt for Israeli democracy that raised this man Netanyahu once again to be its leader. These so-called demonstrators are there also very much, I believe, for an evening's entertainment. It's a mixer, a place to mingle and meet new people and flirt, and maybe later liaise for fornication. Fortunately, we don't have the degenerative violence seen in the States, though the similarity is in the failure to respect the legitimate result of a democratic election. The spiritual virus in the West is also on display in Israel. It too, in a way, is paralyzed in the face of violence, as in Portland. A case in point, the timeless, superating wound called the Gaza Strip. Last Thursday and on the Sabbath, the barbarians there launched aerial flotillas of incendiary and other bombs and under balloons that came down and started fires. The IDF, of course, afterwards bombed some infrastructure. And Defense Minister Benny Gantz huffed and puffed, warning Hamas not to test us. It was the same old paralysis. According to an analysis of the situation on YNetNews.com yesterday, the recent flight of balloons from Gaza bearing incendiaries and other bombs launched by Muslims in the hope of murdering a Jew or two and or destroying Jewish property, aka the wealth that we Jews created here, one of the fires started scorched 75 acres of the nature preserve we Jews created at Be'eri. The return of this kind of vandalism, haven't seen it for a while, and potential murder is explainable, the analyst said, because the Muslim Brotherhood there, he didn't say Muslim Brotherhood, he called them Hamas, which Israelis foolishly do. This is the Muslim Brotherhood. The Brotherhood is signaling a, quote, lack of clarity for the future of the financial aid that Qatar has been transferring to the Gaza Strip each month for the past 2 years. It's not certain that Qatar will come across as it has in the past. I think this means the Muslims in Gaza are just like the soulmates of the misnamed Barbary pirates, extortion artists, protection artists. The Barbary pirates of centuries past, their principal source of income was capturing and enslaving, kidnapping, Christians mostly, until they were ransomed. And all according to the tenets of Islam, the one true faith. In historical fact, they were not pirates, which connotes independent, freebooting, seagoing highway robbers, when they were the official fleets of recognized Muslim powers, who justified their kidnapping and enslaving of infidels with their religion. You know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. In those days, it was one man's pirate was another man's mujahid. They called themselves mujahideen, attacking infidels. In their own eyes, they were not pirates, but jihadis waging eternal holy war against infidels who do not accept that Islam is the world's one and only correct religion. Likewise, the Muslims in Gaza demanding more money or a return to balloon terror and missile terror. This is how the PLO won recognition from the Europeans in the Venice Declaration of 1980 as a legitimate organization after a decade of criminal, illegitimate terror strikes all across Europe. That's how you put a stop to them. You recognize them as good people. Today, Gaza wants more money. They want more money. Or else.
אחותינו עתהי לאלפי רבבה ואירה שירה שזרך את שער את שער סונה
So In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
So, as in Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere in the decadent USA, there is a failure of nerve on the part of liberals, so Israel has also never had the nerve, the chutzpah, to put an end to the endless homicidal violence directed at peaceful Jews by the barbarians in Gaza. In response to the resumption of these balloon attacks, because the Muslims are demanding more cash from others, like the Barbary pirates who could be bought off by paying tribute, Defense Minister Gantz huffed and puffed in a tweet and said, quote, "The state of Israel will not accept any violation of its sovereignty, any harm caused to the residents in the south if the terrorists have not yet realized. Whoever puts Israel to the test will be severely harmed," close quote. This is a shameless lie. Israel responds to these attempted murders and costly destruction of our land with bombing meant to hurt no one on the other side. As the IDF spokesman said, Israeli aircraft attacked Hamas underground infrastructure in the northern Gaza Strip, close quote. This is a failure of nerve, with a Jewish twist, the failure of post-religious Israelis to claim the Gaza Strip as rightfully Jewish land, as per the League of Nations mandate, and hence the United Nations Charter, and above all, as per our religion, which is the baseline content of Jewish identity. The Jewish identity begins in the five books that promises this land to us 180 times, which text has served as the constitution of this nation for thousands of years and has helped us to survive virtually miraculously over thousands of years by living according to the five books and, of course, their interpretation through the Talmud. How ironic that the grandchildren of the Chalutzim, the pioneers of the left, who dominated the IDF from its inception, socialist post-religious mockers of diaspora Jews who allowed themselves to be abused instead of fighting back, how ironic their grandchildren have presided over the Gaza Strip for decades now, decades of abuse, and have never figured out a way to end the abuse. Israel is seen as the military superpower in the Middle East, but when it comes to subduing the Gaza Strip 25 miles by 8 miles, Israelis are incapable. They are incompetent. They are incapable because they are enslaved to Gentile opinion around the world who see in the Arabs in Gaza Palestinian victims of the Zionists. And never mind, there's nothing Palestinian about these people, and Israel never points that out. Israelis look upon Hamas, which identified itself at birth in 1987 as the local Muslim Brotherhood franchise. The Israelis don't take that into account ever. These are not Palestinians dreaming of a state in Palestine. They're Muslims. That dream has never been dreamt. Herzl dreamed of a state of Jews 20 years in the future, wrote a book, a fantasy, he called Old New Land, a state that had developed industry and agriculture, had built railroads and opera house to rival any in Europe, versus the Palestinians, not one of them ever producing a blueprint for the kind of Palestinian state they allegedly dream of. Israel, official Israel, has swallowed the anti-Jew poison of seeing in these Arabs the victims of Zionism that Israel is responsible for and must cater to. They do not see the absurdity in daily supplying Gaza with caravans of semi-trailers stocked with plenty of consumer goods, plus the fuel for their electricity and the manufacture of projectiles they fire into Israel. Has there ever been in the annals of the human race a relationship like this between two neighboring peoples, one of whom fires artillery into the other people's villages, and the targeted people provide the projectile launchers with food, water, and the electricity to manufacture their weapons of death and destruction? A couple of weeks ago, there was a report on the water shortage in Gaza, but the report said there has been Israeli-Palestinian cooperation on the matter, and the recent delivery of generators of water from the air developed by Israeli scientists, equipment that sucks the humidity in the air into an apparatus and spits out potable water, developed by Israeli scientists. It's just another example of Israel's perverse preference for being nice to the enemy in the belief that being nice to him will mollify him. Israel is also nice because it does not like being called racist, fascist, imperialists. And Israelis, they think they can pacify such critics by showing the world what nice guys we are. There's no understanding of the demonic roots of Jew hatred that cannot be confronted by accepting the hostility as truthful. These people in Gaza are not Palestinian victims, and the Arab world is big enough to resettle them elsewhere. Gaza is rightfully Israeli property, and perhaps because Israelis do not fight for what is rightfully ours, we are the target of haters accusing us of occupying land that does not belong to us, land we don't claim. This is a charge that Israel never refutes. Someday, God willing, Israelis and Jews everywhere will realize that there is an abyss of culture between the sons of Israel and the sons of Ishmael, and for that Israel has to deal with them in a very different way, starting with a war on the Palestinian narrative, the fiction of the Palestinian people. It does not help to join them in their fantasy life of being ancient Palestinians with national rights here that are equal to the rights of the Jewish people. This was the strategy of the Israeli leftist morons with the Oslo peace process, rooted in the belief that Arafat and his criminals were Palestinians with a legitimate claim to statehood in our promised land. Israel has to confront frontally the truth, with the truth. For example, that the Arabs in the Hejaz, aside of all the events in the Quran, have the right to an independent, officially Arab Muslim state in the birthland of Islam, and so we Jews also have a right to an officially Jewish state in our ancient homeland, including Judea, which is why they, the Arabs, call us in their language Al-Yahud. And now a word for those who expressed an interest in more than one Phantom Nation program a week. Other opinionators have programs 5 days a week, and so it's now possible via subscription to have more than one Phantom Nation. In addition to this free podcast, a subscription buys, if not four more programs than three. I'm an old guy. Commonly 12 programs a month with exceptions, and all for $1.25 for each 35-minute webcast. Your money is mostly spent in Judea and Samaria and keeping a roof over a head of one old settler. For the cost of one latte at Starbucks, three programs a week, and cancel at any time. The webcast for subscriptions is www.phantom-nation.com. Okay, gotta go. That's it for this edition of Phantom Nation. If you appreciate this podcast, you can also buy the book called The Phantom Nation. There's no other like it on Israel's endless war for survival. There's a 2-volume hardcover and much less expensive Kindle book for your smartphone. This week's music was provided by David Gurwitz and by Mickey Rosenbaum. Carmina Orr and Chilik Frank always provide the theme music, and as usual, we close with Yosef Karduner. Until next time, I'm Shai Mendekoa.
ואפילו בהסתרה שבתוך ההסתרה בוודאי גם שם נמצא שמדבר ואפילו ואפילו בהסתרה שבתוך ההסתרה בוודאי גם שם נמצא השם יתברך ואפילו בהסתרה שבתוך ההסתרה בוודאי גם שם נמצא השם יתברך. אוי אוי אוי, גם מאחורי הדברים הקשים העוברים עליך אני עומד, אני עומד, אני עומד. גם מאחורי הדברים הקשים העוברים עליך אני עומד, אני עומד, אני עומד. אוי אוי אוי, גם מאחורי הדברים הקשים העוברים לך אני עומד, אני עומד, אני עומד. גם מאחורי הדברים הקשים העוברים עליך אני עומד, אני עומד, אני עומד. אני עומד, אני עומד, אני עומד. גם מאחורי הדברים הקשים העוברים עליך אני עומד, אני עומד, אני
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Karras from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.